Park City Council will consider the million-dollar purchase agreement at its meeting Thursday to buy 21 condominiums owned by Talisker Housing, LLC. According to City Manager Diane Foster, Talisker has defaulted on their loan with Frontier Bank. Talisker used the million-dollar loan to purchase the condos as part of its affordable housing obligation under the Flagstaff Mountain annexation, which paved the way for the development at Empire Pass. Once purchased, Talisker then entered into an affordable housing agreement with Park City Municipal that restricted the units to qualified renters. Foster says they don't want to lose these affordable units and is looking for council to authorize the purchase.
It will not increase the number of affordable housing units. However, when we sat down as staff and said, wow, we could lose 21 units of affordable housing out of the stock, we looked at it and said for roughly about $70,000 a unit, and that would be both the price to buy the loan as well as the cost of upgrading these. These units are in really rough shape. The county health department's been working on some issues with some bugs in there, and they've been working with the Prospector HOA, and the Prospector HOA has been great with this. And so staff is recommending that we go ahead and buy the loan and get control of these 21 units, and then at a later date the city council decide whether we want to use some of these units for transit housing.
Foster says there's a desperate need for housing for the transit department. The transit department, she says, ran about 20 employees short all winter because they didn't have a place to live.
Housing is critical for those folks, and we love the housing that we have at Iron Horse, and we do need more. So the city council can decide, do they want to sell those units as deed-restricted, affordable, et cetera. Council has said affordable housing is critical, and staff's looking going, you know what, losing 21 units would be tragic.
At this point, she's not sure how or if the affordable housing obligation will have to be refulfilled by the new owners of the Empire Pass development.
With Talisker defaulting, I actually don't know the specific answer to this question, but I believe that there may not be a way for us to, like, go back to Talisker. Their organization is in pretty rough shape, and it'd be difficult to go back and say, okay, you've defaulted on these, now you have to go buy. I mean, defaulting means they can't afford this. They're also not paying their condo association fees. I'm not that familiar with the Flagstaff agreement to know if we have an enforcement mechanism on that.
She says they've learned a lot over the years, and whenever an opportunity comes up where they can change the deed restriction, she says they will.
We have right of first refusal on most, if not all. I believe it's all affordable housing that the city's been involved in. And we're buying back those units and then turning them right around and reselling them on the market specifically to update the deed restrictions. And that is so important because maybe 20 years ago, we didn't put in a specific requirement or a specific way to enforce things, and we're changing those.
City staff is recommending that the council dip into the lower Park Avenue RDA, or Redevelopment Authority, and transportation funds to pay for the purchase. Foster says that can be done even though these units are not located in the RDA boundaries.
Two recommended funding sources, two possibilities, and it'll depend on where City Council wants to go with these. One is the Transportation and Parking Fund, and we would use that, and we can use that specifically to house drivers. So, and I should say the Lower Park Ave RDA funds, when you use RDA funds, the Redevelopment Authority funds, you need to use them within the geographic area. The exception in state law allows you to use it for affordable housing outside of the geographic boundary of the Lower Park Ave RDA, specifically because the state does believe in affordable housing, and you saw a lot of action this year at the state level. So we could use that fund as well.
The condos are scheduled to be sold at a trustee sale April 19th to the highest bidder. To preempt that, Park City plans to pay off the loan to Frontier Bank, as well as the $70,000 for delinquent homeowner association fees. The City Council is scheduled to discuss the issue Thursday during their regular meeting. That begins at 6 o'clock. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.